Know that in the journey of today, the Lord will do something new and something miraculous for you. Shout hallelujah with the joy of the Lord in our heart. I want us to lift up our voice and begin to worship the King of Kings. Let's begin to give him praise this morning for waking us up to be at his presence. The Bible says this is the day the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Father, we thank you. Lord, we worship you this morning. We thank you for every members of our family. We thank you for your protection of our lives. Lord, we say be glorified and be exalted in the mighty name of Jesus for fighting our battles for us on a daily basis. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for daily provision that we enjoy from your throne of grace. Father, we say be glorified and be exalted in the mighty name of Jesus. I want us to begin to ask God for his mercy this morning, that as we go in the journey of today, the Lord will be merciful unto us. Let's pray for mercy for our land. Let's pray for mercy for our children. Let's pray for mercy for every members of our family in the name of Jesus. By your mercy, open the windows of heaven unto us this morning. And let there be a pouring of your grace. Let there be a pouring of your power in the name of Jesus. As we go in the journey of today, Lord, envelope us with your mercy in the name of Jesus. I want us to begin to plead the blood of Jesus. There is power in the blood. Open your mouth and say, Lord, this morning, let me be sanctified and be purged by the power of the blood in the name of Jesus. Let any form of defilement from our dream be cancelled by the power of the blood in the name of Jesus. Lord, as we go on the journey of today, Lord, mark each and every one of us with the blood of Jesus for total protection in the mighty name of Jesus. We cancel every negative dreams of the night by the blood of Jesus in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Let somebody say a louder amen. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. I want you to open your Bible to the book of Psalm 27 verse 4. The Bible says, "One thing I have desired of the Lord," look at that, "and that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple." To behold the beauty of the Lord. I want to pray for somebody this morning that you will seek God in the mighty name of Jesus. The book of Daniel chapter 11 verse 32, the Bible said, "The people that do know their God shall be strong, and they shall do great exploit." For somebody in your career, you will do great exploit today in the name of Jesus. Spiritually, you will do great exploit today in the name of Jesus. But what's the secret? "One thing I have desired of the Lord, and that will I seek after." I want you to lift up your voice this morning and cry to God and say, "My Father, in the journey of today, Lord, help me to seek you and to find you in the name of Jesus. Let it be my desire to seek you and to find you in the mighty name of Jesus." Open your mouth, open your mouth, open your mouth. David, this was the prayer of David. Do you know it was the same David that conquered Goliath? He wasn't practicing how to conquer Goliath. He wasn't practicing how to use the sword. One thing that David kept doing was how to seek the Lord. That was the only thing he was doing. And as he found God, God gave him power over Goliath. As he found God, God make his way to the throne to be the king. I want you to lift up your voice and say, "Lord, this morning, in the name of Jesus, Lord, let it be my desire to seek you and to find you in the mighty name of Jesus. I want to know you. I want to know you. I want to know you. Aliamaku Sindali Kapolia. I want to know you. I want to know you. Reveal yourself unto me in the mighty name of Jesus. Reveal yourself unto us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let it be our desire to see you and to find you in Jesus' mighty name. We have prayed. I want you to lift up your voice. You're going to cry to God and say, "My Father, in the journey of today, let me be enveloped with your beauty." Now look at David. I mean, this man called Moses, when he went to the mountain to seek God in Exodus 32 to collect the Ten Commandments, the Bible says by the time Moses came back, the people could not behold his face because he was beholding the glory of God. He was beholding the beauty of God. The glory of God and the beauty of God enveloped him. I want you to open your mouth this morning and say, "Lord, because I am at your presence, let me be enveloped with your glory and with your beauty in the name of Jesus." Open your mouth, open your mouth. Father, we pray that this morning you will envelop us with your glory and with your beauty in the mighty name of Jesus, because we are at your presence this morning. Oh Lord, let us be enveloped with your glory. Let us be enveloped with your beauty in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, cover us with your glory in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, cover us with your beauty in Jesus' mighty name. We have prayed. And look at the next thing David said. He said, "To inquire in your temple." To inquire. To inquire. I want you to lift up your voice. I said, "Lord, because I am at your presence this morning, give me instruction for my next level." Look at that. The instruction. Speak to my heart. Give me instruction for my next level. In the mighty name of Jesus. Open your mouth. Open your mouth. Reveal your mind unto me as I go on the journey of today. In the mighty name of Jesus. I don't want to walk against your will. Lord, reveal your mind. Reveal your mind. Reveal your mind unto us. In the mighty name of Jesus, we have come to inquire before your presence this morning. Reveal your mind. Reveal your mind. Help us to know your mind concerning the journey of today. Help us to know your mind concerning what we are supposed to do today. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Almighty Father, we thank you. Ancient of Days, we give you all the glory, because we know that this morning we are going to find you. Glory and honor be unto your name. In the name of Jesus. Lord, come and do what you alone can do. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, touch every life, touch every family in the mighty name of Jesus. Let every battle that we woke up with be terminated by fire in the name of Jesus. This morning, let the sick among us be healed in the name of Jesus. Let every chains of darkness be broken now in the mighty name of Jesus, because we have come to seek you. Lord, let us find you in the mighty name of Jesus. Envelop us with your glory and with your beauty this morning in the name of Jesus. Let every cloud of darkness hanging over any one of us be removed now in the name of Jesus. Let your light shine upon us as we continue the journey of today. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Let somebody shout hallelujah. Oh, Lord Jesus, shout hallelujah. I want to say good morning to every one of us. And I'm believing God that this morning we are going to see the Lord. In the name of Jesus, I want us to open our Bible to the book of Acts of Apostles, chapter 2. As we continue with our series, we are going to read verses 46 to 47. Acts chapter 2, 46 to 47. The Bible says, so continuing daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house, they ate their food with gladness and simplicity of heart. Verse 47, praising God and having favor with all the people. Look at that. And the Lord added to the church daily those who are being saved. I want to pray for somebody that as you go in the journey of today, the Lord will add unto you in the mighty name of Jesus. The Lord will add more grace unto your life, more favor unto your life in the name of Jesus. This morning, I want to talk to us very briefly on what I've titled, The Secret of Favor Among the Believers. The secret of favor. Now, if I were to ask how many of us want to enjoy God's favor today and throughout this month, the secret, we want to examine the secret of God's favor. The book of Exodus chapter 3 verse 21, God told Moses, and I will give these people favor in the sight of the Egyptians. Look at that. We know that the Egyptians were their enemies, but God said, I will give these people favor. So when we are talking about favor of God, we are talking about what will make us to receive from our enemies. I will give these people favor in the sight of the Egyptians. And it shall come to pass that when you shall go, you shall not go empty-handed. I want to pray for somebody this morning that you will not go empty-handed. In the name of Jesus, in Exodus chapter 11 verse 3, the Bible says, and the Lord gave the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians. Look at that. He promised that he was going to do it, and he eventually did it. I pray for you that as you go on the journey of today, you will enjoy unlimited favor in the mighty name of Jesus. I said you will enjoy unlimited favor in the mighty name of Jesus. Talking about our Lord Jesus Christ in Luke chapter 2. Luke chapter 2 verse 52. The Bible says, and Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and men. And in favor. Do you know we can increase in favor? Maybe you enjoy one level of favor last month. You can enjoy another level of favor in the journey of this month. I want to pray for somebody this morning that in the journey of this month, you will increase in favor with God and with men. In the name of Jesus, the kind of favor that you have never enjoyed before, in the journey of this month, you will enjoy it. In the mighty name of Jesus, I say you will enjoy God's favor. In the name of Jesus. Look at that. Look at that. David was praying in Psalm 106 verse 4. He said, remember me, O Lord, with the favor you have towards your people. Oh, visit me with your salvation. I pray for somebody that God will remember you with his favor this morning. In the name of Jesus. Now, what is the secret to favor? I don't want to take too much of our time. What's the secret to favor? Number one, for me to enjoy favor on a daily basis, throughout the journey of this month. Number one, there must be a consistent walk with God. A consistent walk with God. Look at that, Acts chapter 2, verse 46 again. The Bible says, so continuing daily, consistent walk with God. Continuing daily. That's the secret to enjoying favor. Continuing daily with one of God in the temple and breaking bread from house to house. They ate their food with gladness and simplicity of heart. They continue. They never stopped. They continue on daily basis. In Acts chapter 1 verse 14, the Bible says, and this all continued. Look at that. With one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brothers. They continue to pray. They continue to have fellowship. They continue to have Holy Communion from house to house. These people, they didn't stop. They continue daily. They continue in prayer. In Acts chapter 3 verse 1, talking about Peter and John, the Bible said, now Peter and John went up together to the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. They continue daily. They were consistent in their walk with God. In Luke chapter 24 verse 53, the Bible says, and were continually in the temple. Look at that. Praising God and blessing God. They continue. Then number two, what's the second secret for having favor with God? They were praising God. Praising God. Do you know when we take our time to praise God, God opened the doors of favor unto us. Look at that, Acts chapter 2 verse 47 again. The Bible says, praising God and having favor with all the people. The book of Proverbs chapter 16, I believe verse 7, the Bible says, when a man's way please the Lord, he will make him to be at peace with his enemies. When a man's way please the Lord, he will make him to be at peace with his enemy. The Bible says, as they continue to praise God, they were having favor with all the people. I want to pray for somebody this morning that God will open unto you the portal of favor with all the people in the name of Jesus. But what's the secret? Praising God. Look at Luke 24 again. Luke 24 verse 53. The Bible says, and we're continually in the temple praising and blessing God. Look at that. That's the secret for favor. In Acts chapter 3 verse 9, that lame man that was healed by Peter, the Bible says, and all the people saw him walking and praising God. I want to pray for somebody that people who have seen you in your trouble before, people who have seen you in your affliction before, they will see you praising God very soon. In the name of Jesus, the secret to enjoying favor is in our praising God. Let's find time to praise the name of the Lord. In Psalm 84 verse 4, the Bible says, blessed are those who dwell in your house, they will still be praising you. Look at that. No matter what they may be going through, they will still be praising you. And the more they praise you, the more they enjoy favor. The more they praise you, the more they enjoy favor. I want to pray for you that in the journey of today and throughout this week, you will enjoy favor in the mighty name of Jesus. Because Psalm 22 verse 3, the Bible says, but you are holy, enthroned in the praises of Israel. You are holy, enthroned in the praises of Israel. Do you know that was the same thing that Moses enjoyed? He enjoyed favor. David enjoyed favor. David was just a shepherd boy who was in the bush. But because this man, he knew how to praise God. Just like I told us in Psalm 27 verse 4, David said, one thing have I desire of the Lord, and that will I seek after, that I may dwell in your house and to behold your beauty in the temple and to inquire in your temple. This was a man that learned how to praise God. A shepherd boy. A shepherd boy, he gained entrance to the palace. A shepherd boy. God helped him to kill Goliath, who was the major enemy of the nation of Israel. A shepherd boy. I want to pray for somebody this morning that by the favor of God, God will give you progress. In the name of Jesus, in your career, I said God will give you progress. You will be promoted very soon. In the name of Jesus, by the favor of the Lord, you will go forward. In the name of Jesus. Look at that. Favor of God. They enjoy favor. They enjoy favor because they continue to praise God. I want us to go and pray. We are going to lift up our voice unto God this morning and say, Lord, in the name of Jesus, help me to be consistent in my walk with you. Look at the man called Enoch. In Genesis chapter 5, the Bible says, and Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. Look at that. For God took him. Now, in Hebrew, the Bible says, for we know that he has this testimony that he pleased God. He was consistent in his walk with God. He was a man pleasing God. That is how we walk with God. When we please God, when we obey his word, when we do his will, there is no way we are not going to enjoy favor. It is automatic. I want us to lift up our voice and say, Lord, help me to be consistent in my walk with you. Throughout the journey of this month, help me to be consistent in my walk with you. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth. Lord, we pray that you help us to be consistent in our walk with you throughout the journey of this month. In the mighty name of Jesus, help me to be consistent. Help me to be consistent. Malika, Pasidika, Polyma, Symphogidia. Open your mouth. I receive the grace to be consistent. I receive the strength to be consistent in my walk with you. In the name of Jesus, throughout the journey of this month, Lord, help us to be consistent in our walk with you. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth. There was a woman, the Bible talked about him in Luke chapter 13. That woman, the Bible says, he was bent low. And yet, she kept going to the temple until the day that she find Jesus. Until the day that Jesus located her and she was healed from her ailment. I want you to lift up your voice and say, Lord, help me to be consistent with you. In the name of Jesus, when it is convenient and when it is not convenient, help me to be consistent in my walk with you. I want to know you more. I want to know you more. In the name of Jesus, help me to be consistent in my walk with you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Now let's pray on those points in verse 46. The Bible says, so continuing daily walk with God in the temple, that is in their church attendance in the temple, and in breaking bread talks about Holy Communion. They were taking Holy Communion from house to house, and they ate their food with gladness. Although they may not have much, but the little they have, God gave them satisfaction with it. That's why the Bible said they ate their food with gladness and simplicity of heart. Simplicity of heart. I want us to lift up our voice and say, my Father, in the name of Jesus, as I continue to seek you, help me to enjoy satisfaction in every areas of my life. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth. Only when we seek the Lord, that is the only way we can be satisfied. Having more joy, making more money sometimes may not bring us satisfaction. Having a new job may not bring us satisfaction. I want you to lift up your voice and say, Lord, as I continue to seek you, help me to enjoy divine satisfaction. The Bible said they ate their food with simplicity of heart. That is what is called satisfaction. Open your mouth. Lord, help us to enjoy satisfaction as we continue to seek you, as we continue to walk with you. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, satisfy us. Satisfy us with the abundance of your house. In the mighty name of Jesus, satisfy us with the abundance of your blessing. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. The Bible said they continue in prayer That's part of the things they continue to do in prayer. I want you to lift up your voice and say, Lord, empower me to be consistent in my prayer life. Empower me. Do you know one thing is important? One thing is important. It's not the number of hours you use in prayer, but how consistent are you in your prayer? How consistent? Daily. Now, I was telling one of our sisters, you know, that always joined the prayer line every morning. I told her, I said, the fact that every morning we are praying together, we don't know the value of it. It's building up something in our lives against the day of trouble. It's building up. Do you know some people, they don't pray. They wait until when a man of God we tell them, I said, go and do 7 days of fasting. Now, because God knows that they have not been praying, that's why they are giving them 7 days. Go and do 21 days of fasting. Now, if you are consistent in your prayer every day, there is no, it's building up something in our spiritual man. It's just like we are exercising ourselves. Look at people that do exercise. They don't meet every morning, they are jogging, they are running. Although they may not do it for hours, but if it is for 10 minutes, for 15 minutes, something is being built up. Oh my God. I said something is being built up. Consistency is the way. If you are praying for 5 minutes every day, be consistent with it. If you are seeking God for 10 minutes every day, be consistent with it. You are building up something in the realm of the Spirit. I want us to lift up our voice and say, Lord, help me to be consistent with you in my prayer life throughout the journey of this month. In the mighty name of Jesus, open your mouth. Father, we pray for the grace to be consistent with you in our prayer life. In the mighty name of Jesus, open your mouth. I receive the grace to be consistent in my prayer life. I receive the grace to be consistent in the word of God. In the mighty name of Jesus, I receive the grace to be consistent in the fellowship of the brethren. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth. Makudi besidikapa. Lord, impart into us the grace to be consistent with our prayer life. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. I want you to lift up your voice. You are going to cry out to God and say, my Father, throughout the journey of this month, help me to praise you more. That's the secret. Consistency in our walk with God and praising God. Praising God. Instead of complaining, let's continue to praise God. If you don't stop praising God, you will see God's power at work. I want us to lift up our voice and say, Lord, empower me to praise you more. In the name of Jesus, I want to praise you more. Lord, empower me. Give me the grace to praise you more. Help me to see a reason to always praise you. In the name of Jesus, Lord, fill my mouth with your praise. Lord, cover me with the garment of praise. Open your mouth. Every spirit of murmuring and complaining, we bind and we cast you out. In the name of Jesus. No matter what we might be going through, Lord, help us to praise you more and more. In the name of Jesus, help me to praise you more and more. Open your mouth. The more you praise God, the more you are inviting God to take over your matter, to take over your issue, to take over your situation. I want you to open your mouth and say, Lord, help me to praise you more. In the name of Jesus, let the spirit of murmuring and complaining be cast out of me. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. I want us to pray for favor. Favor. How many of us want to enjoy favor? This is our hour for favor. Oh my God. I pray that in the journey of today, we shall enjoy unlimited favor. I want you to lift up your voice and say, Lord, let me be favored. Let me enjoy your favor in the journey of today. In the name of Jesus, let me be highly favored. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth. That was what the angel told Mary in Luke chapter 1. The angel told Mary, you are highly favored. You are highly favored. I want you to lift up your voice and say, Lord, in the journey of today, let me be highly favored. In the name of Jesus, Lord, clothe me with your garment of favor. Open your mouth. Luke 1:28, and having come in, the angel of the Lord said to her, rejoice, highly favored one. Oh my God, in the journey of today, let us be highly favored. Let us be highly favored. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth. I shall be favored. In the name of Jesus, Before men, I shall be favored. Before God, I shall be favored. Anywhere I go, I shall enjoy unlimited favor. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, put upon us the garment of favor. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. I want us to pray against the spirit that work against favor, anti-favor spirit. Look at that. Some people say, well, I don't enjoy favor. Nobody want to help me. It could be that there is a spirit of anti-favor working. Sometimes the enemy put upon us the mark of anti-favor. I want you to lift up your voice. You are going to cry out to God and say, in the name of Jesus, every spirit of anti-favor working against me, every mark of disfavor upon me, upon any members of my family, by the power of the blood, let the mark be removed and let the spirit be cast out in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth. You mark of disfavor working against us, by the power of the blood, be removed this morning in the name of Jesus. Let the mark of disfavor be removed from us in the name of Jesus. You spirit working against God's favor in our lives, we bind and we cast you out. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Masakata kuda eli makuse delikapa. You spirit working against God's favor in our lives, we bind and we cast you out. In the name of Jesus, be terminated by fire. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. I want us to pray the last prayer point before we ask for God's power. You are going to open your mouth and say, Lord, in the journey of today, open the door of favor unto me. Oh my God. That's why the Bible says, and daily in the temple, God added unto the disciples. Look at that. Because God opened the door. Look at Acts chapter 2. Verse 47, and praising God and having favor with all the people. And look at the next thing. And the Lord added to the church daily those who have been saved. Why? Because favor opened the door. I want you to lift up your voice. There are so many things that you may not be able to enjoy until when you have favor. You may not be able to enjoy addition. You may not be able to enjoy multiplication. You may not be able to enjoy new thing until when God favor you. I want you to lift up your voice and say, Lord, by your favor, let all my closed doors be open unto me. In the name of Jesus, Lord, open the doors of favor unto me throughout the journey of this month. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth. I want to enjoy addition. I want to enjoy multiplication. I want to enjoy new things. Lord, open the doors of favor to me in the name of Jesus. Open the doors of favor to us in the name of Jesus. Let every door that have been closed against us be opened by your favor in the name of Jesus. Open all of our closed door by your favor. Open your mouth. The door of a new job. Oh my God. The door of a new opportunity, let it be opened by favor in the name of Jesus. Let it be opened by favor in the name of Jesus. The door of promotion, let it be opened by favor. I want you to talk to God. Let the door of blessing be opened unto me by favor in the name of Jesus. Open the door of new opportunities by favor in the mighty name of Jesus. Let all my closed doors be opened by your favor in the name of Jesus. Throughout the journey of this month, let me enjoy addition. Let me enjoy multiplication in Jesus' mighty name. We have prayed. And finally, I want you to lift up your voice and say, Lord, as I go on the journey of today, empower me by your Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth. Crown to God for power. Oh my God, the Bible said the people that do know their God shall be strong and they shall do exploit. I want you to lift up your voice and say, Lord, because I am at your presence this morning, let me be empowered by your Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, empower me to walk in dominion over sin, to walk in dominion over the powers of darkness in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, empower us. Lord, clothe us with your power as we go on the journey of today. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, let your fire be released upon us. Envelop us with your glory. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Almighty Father, we thank you. Ancient of days, we give you praise. Lord, as we go on the journey of today, let us be empowered by your Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, Lord, do something new and something marvelous for us. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, help us to be consistent in our walk with you. In the name of Jesus, throughout the journey of today, put your praise in our mouth. In the mighty name of Jesus, let the door that have been closed against us be opened by favor. In the name of Jesus, we pray for the oil of favor. Let it be released upon us. In the name of Jesus, from this morning henceforth, let us begin to enjoy favor. Favor, 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 favor. Anywhere we go, favor. In the name of Jesus. In fact, turn our name to favor. In the name of Jesus, let us be given a new name called favor. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, everlasting Father. We give you all the glory. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
To tell all you have to say.